They bring the marshal. We said at the end of last week, we'll bring a marshal to try and clarify what we're talking about. Marshal of Chayle Mesukan Hashet of Alerish Doiva Otsu Veshobu Venashe Veyodua. Oh, we saw this, no? Let's see this. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. The Rafim had given up. That was the Yusod that we ended off last week with. You've given up all hope. And suddenly you hear that there's some hope. There may not be hope. Morning. This doctor may not be prepared to meet him, he may not be prepared to see him, but just the fact that you heard that there's something else, there's an opening, that already gives a person hope. He's got a big chayv to pay, and then he's going to pay it. And then he hears that one of his rich family come to town. A little bit of hope. Yes, something I can try to do. Doesn't know. I'm going to be saved. Already finished. I am anoshim achsoile v'balachayv. I'm amini b'korish bolchu. Afilu b'sofek. These two people, the Chayle and the Baal Choyf, if they had a bit of the Mori and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the Sofer, to behold the Brach Limtzo Pitaron, Labayo Sehem, can Hashem find a solution to my problem? Oh, yes. He can, for sure. Well, he won't, he chweis nishta, but he certainly can. As a Ragam Kashmir Rechayre Beinayim Tiviyit Shehamatz of Abud, your natural eyes tell you the situation is over. Hayim Adim B'Simcha. He's got some simch, he's got some hope, because he knows that Hashem can save him. When there's a man with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Hashem listens to his tefillahs, when he's got some real serious problem and he pours out his bitterness, he pours out his heart and his bitterness in front of Hashem, like you talk to someone who cares about you, loves you. Person has a worry in his heart, he should share it with others. How bitter is things for me? You can't say they're bad. You never know how to say things are bad. You can say it's bitter, but it's never bad. Because if it's bad, then it doesn't come from Hashem, and everything comes from Hashem. It's never bad. Well, it's bitter, it's painful. And how much hope I've given up. There's no solution to my problem. He comes to Hashem feeling absolutely hopeless. This sounds like an awesome tefillah of dveikus. He's come to recognize that there's no hope. He's completely miyash. That's a beautiful tefillah. At first glance, it looks like a very nice filler. You scratch the surface, there's a chance here that there may be a suspicion of a kairos with filler. Wow. The Raymond who lives near Beira is standing in front of the Beira Oilo. I don't know what that word is.
Umachris.
Umachris, the ain't Peter on the Matsavoy, that there's no solution to his problems. If he really had Emunah in Hashem, he knows that Hashem infinitely all powerful and can do whatever he wants. Upgrade your ability to understand how big Hashem is. I've got nothing that I can do. There's no solution that I can do, but you, Hashem, you've got everything. You can do whatever you want. Why is he standing there miserable and depressed and hopeless? Because there's no solution. You're standing in front of Hashem. There's every solution. You just don't know what the solution is. But Hashem doesn't know the solution. Trying to get an appointment with the manager at the bank because he needs a loan to chuf because the situation is desperate and he just can't get an appointment. He knows that if he could just have 5 minutes with the bank manager will get it. He'll understand what his situation is. He'll have rachamim and give him the money. And then b'mikra, noisa uba autobus. Yeah, b'mikra, you know, b'mikra. He happens to be sitting on the bus. And and he's telling this guy next to him his problem, that he needs his money and whatever. He can't get an appointment with the bank manager. He's sitting next to the bank manager. This is the guy. He's a symptom. You know, happy you did. You're sitting on the bus next to the bank manager. This happens. I've heard stories like this, okay? On aeroplanes. I've heard stories, not on buses, but I heard stories like this about aeroplanes. So too, when you're busy talking to Hashem, you mention his name. What does it mean? You talk to Hashem. I'm sitting in the bank at Bas and Akosh Bob, sitting right next to me. Wow, what a coincidence. Dafkes Misha Pagashti Khan, the Beta Knesset, the Tvilosi, the Tvinish Monesra, Isis and Imadabe, Toch Shams. But Tom, you get up to Davin Shmonesra, and coincidentally, Hashem happens to be standing there right in front of you, and you Davin Shmonesra. It's a miracle. Dafka, who's there should be your lazer, and he's the one that can help me. I'm trying to get an appointment for days with this guy, and suddenly Davin Shmonesra, he's standing right next to you. Bella Floyd. That's the first step in Rina, is the simcha, the celebration, the sofek, that there's something, yeah, there's something in the marechet that looks hopeless, but there's something here that can help me. We always have that, because there's always a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the system, and he can always help you. Just have to ask, and know how to ask. Okay. Asimcha, Einu Achas, this is going to be a surprise for a lot of people, and you're welcome to defend your right to be miserable. No one here is going to insist that you have to be happy. There are people that will defend their right to be miserable for very good reasons. No one here is going to obligate anybody here to buy into this. That we're going to learn now. You want to come and be miserable? Rishus b'yotcha. Hasimcha einu achas mipulis hanefesh or mikra kairebo. We've been terribly, terribly, terribly perverted by the world out there that simcha is something external. And it comes about through external factors. It's not one of the functions of the nefesh or something that happens to it. The natural default position of the nefesh is to be besimcha. Unless something comes along to distract you or to push you away from your natural function. The Tanugim Shel Kedusha. The Nefesh comes from a world, it comes from a place, a higher world, where everything, the entire Metzias, is Shleimus HaTovah, Shleimus. and pleasure shall kedusha. V'kol tchuna ha'ilamas hein hi simcha, and it's all one big simcha. V'raya al ze delo matzanu b'chazal ba'avadoisam shel ha'malochim v'kol tzva shamayim zula shira. What are the malachim doing in Shemayim other than singing shira? The malachim are singing shira. That's all they ever do. That's the main tchuna and avoid of the malachim. The simcha, the shira. Ba'in shiris aliyim kamo adam, ashao ma'ayri ba'atz ma'argeshim shal shira v'izgobru al hargoshav haragilim. Ela ha'tashira ba'simcha etzim etzir samalach. The etzim etzias of a malach is simcha. Not like us who, when things are going the way we want them, we're happy, we're not, they're not. The kol metzias ha'ina ele shira v'simcha v'ashem yisbaruch. They're in touch with the reality of Hashem. When you're in touch with the reality of Hashem, so then you besimcha. V'cheinu ba'adam, t'nishma sa'adam ki yishibu tzuros ha'tivit. When the neshama is in its natural state, crave al Hashem, bedofka bo yisbarach. He's close to Hashem, and he's holding on to Hashem. For zeresim emeile tchunosa ha'atzmit v'goachet hi misimcha. He goes back to his default position, which is being besimcha. We understand how far we are from this. But you know, thinking about Hashem and being Mekayim, the tziva of Shiviz Hashem Legdi, Hitvekes v'kesh v'kosh bochum v'poil. When you think about Hashem, you mamash with Hashem. You've been dovuk in Hashem. Kamo shevir Rambam b'moy revuukim shevanu b'psicha. Shevizman ha'u nimtza adam imo yizbarach v'kosh bochum itoy. When you think about Hashem, Hashem is with you. Mamash k'pshotoy. That's a metzias. We'll see later, but when Chazal tell us, when the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is the halacha, when a person gets up to Daven Shmor Esrei, he's Oymed Lifnei Amela. Yeah, but I don't feel it, and I don't fear it. So what? That doesn't change the reality. Oymed Lifnei Amela. You take a blind person, or you take someone blindfolded, you can't see nothing, and you walk him around and tell him, okay, now you're in the salon, now you're in the bathroom. He can't see it. So why does he believe he's in the bathroom? Because he knows that you're not going to lie to him. If the Metzia says, I'm standing in front of Hashem, I'm standing in front of Hashem. Get that clear first. Shulchan Aruch never lied. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Ata oimed lifnei ha'melech, Ata oimed lifnei ha'melech, Zeh ha'metzia. You can't see it, you can't feel it, you're disconnected from it, so what? So it goes away just because you don't see it. He's there. Get that clear first. Start working just on that intellectual Imuna that Chazal don't lie. Shulchan Aruch doesn't lie. It's just standing from Hashem in front of Hashem. When you're thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're double in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't feel it, I don't see it, so what? That changes reality. If Chazal say that's the reality, that's the reality. The Rambam tells you in Moir Nevuchim, that's the reality, that's the reality. The Rambam never lied before. Why should he suddenly start now when he's writing his magnum opus, Moir Nevuchim? Oh, now he's going to lie. What he says. Nimtza adat ima yisparach ha-kosh bochi toi. V'kvar amra kadmoyinim shebamokim she nimtza as machshavosa shelo odom sham hu nimtza mamash bo'isa rega. You are what you're thinking. You are where you're thinking. If you're thinking something, that's where you are. You're thinking Hashem, that's where you are. When you're thinking about Hashem and you're talking to Hashem, you leave this world and you're talking to Hashem mamash. You're mamash talking to Hashem. If you get this really right and you start getting advanced in this, like the Kadmonim, you need an hour to come down after that experience. They were so real with that experience, they couldn't just pop back into this world and go down with their lives. They needed to decompress. Take deep sea divers, you know, to 20,000 feet. You can't just bring them up to the surface. You've got to do it slowly. You just have to come down very slowly from there. They just pop down. We don't know what that means. They were real with it, but at least we have to start where we are. If that's the reality, that's where you are. You don't feel it, so what? You're up there with the Malachim. In fact, the Malachim can't sing until you sing. They're waiting for you to sing so they can sing Shira. And now that you're with Hashem, the natural default position is Simcha, Tanud. Of course you can ask a question. You just did, and now you can ask another one, Bezrat Hashem. You asked that one, so now we'll let you ask another one.
Quite apparent. Another aspect of our natural state in this world is that we are that water's abundance floating around this world, sheltering the pots. Many different types of situations, many of which are very difficult. Governor Mellick even yells about these things as well. This is also part of the people who call that our natural state, but that's where our actual experience does it now.
100%. Excellent observation.
Why are we focused only on this one side, which sounds...
Because we're in the chapter of Pillar dealing with Rina. We dealt with the others before. Vatsa, the Tsar, Shah, groaning, moaning, Tsaka, we isolated one cell under the microscope and we're looking at this. The same as when we're dealing with just Tsar, we focus just on the Tsar. At some point, we have to put this multifaceted thing called Pillar together and come up with all the dynamics. Why are we focusing now on Simcha? It's because we're in the Pillar that Noveya mi Simcha. But what about the Tsar? We didn't ignore it. The first five, how many was it? I've forgotten already how many we've done already. There's bits of Shah Tsakiv and Naka before you get to Rina. Can't ignore that. You're not supposed to ignore it. There's a thing called Shiva. There's a thing called Shlesha Yamim Shel Bechi. Why are you crying? I call Tov. No? No? 100%. No, don't forget that. But there is a tachuna that a human being has, that when he's machshav is with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, all those problems melt away. They don't exist at that moment. We don't really know what's our problem. We don't know what it means to isolate our thoughts and be thinking coolly about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because even when we're davening, we think about Hashem, there's all these other things floating around in our head. There's the doubts, and will Hashem help me? And yesterday he didn't help me, and today we're a jumble of all different thoughts and emotions. If we could clear our minds in a meditative state and just have Shavisa Hashem Negdi Tomit Kulu, then at that moment you would be Besimcha. You could be melting with fear, like David HaMelech. David HaMelech sometimes describes, you got a Perek Nun Hay there. It's the most excruciating description of pachad, of terror that he's feeling, yeah? But I promise you, he wasn't 1 millimeter less simcha. Kulu besimcha. Melting from fear. We don't know what that means. We don't know how to hold that. We have no idea what it means to be melting from fear besimcha. We have to work where we are. We struggle to be besimcha a while, and then we're miserable again, and then we get besimcha, and then we have to work how to develop this a little bit. But the metzias is, when you think about Hashem, you're with Hashem. What does that do for us? Nothing, because there's too much stuff in the way. Slowly, you start finding a way to deal with this. First, we have to know the reality. The reality is when you're standing up to daven, you're standing in front of Hashem, and you're thinking about Hashem, and when you're thinking about Hashem, you're with Hashem. And that gives birth to an enormous amount of simcha. That's the reality. What about all the tzar and the problems? That you have to use other types of tefillah. Rina might not work then. You might have to use naka, you might have to use tzaki, you might have to use shavan. No, that's exactly the opposite of what he's saying. That's the opposite of what he's saying. I just said you could be immersed in tzar and drowning and melting from fear and be besimcha. It's got nothing to do with what's going on outside of you. That's the whole fault. When I'm thinking about Hashem, no matter what's going on outside of me, I'm besimcha. Opposite of what you just said. That's the fault.
I can't be like that.
Can't be like what?
Like,
no, it's the exact opposite. The only time you access Rina is when you dovok in Hashem. When you dovok in whatever's not Hashem is your... You're up a simcha, nachon? That's when the goof starts interfering, nachon? 100%. We're in that ongoing, constant battle, nachon? We'll answer another question now, which should be bothering you as well. We command it to be the simcha. How do you command someone to be the simcha? Or is besimcha? He's not besimcha. What do you mean? When the nechnas av, bar be besimcha. No one tells us how to do that. You know this? There's a whole masechta tainus and there's a whole shulchan aruch and how to be my besimcha. But the nechnas av, bar be besimcha. No one tells us how to do it. There's no one halacha that tells you how to be bar be besimcha. Nothing. We were nechnas av. The mitzvah of simple. That means I'm the best. I don't have to worry about it now. But in 3 weeks' time, you're going to have to worry about it then. So worry about it now. Why doesn't Chazal anywhere tell us how to be ma'abi besimcha when it's got a whole masechta in Tainus and a whole shulchan aruch on how to be ma'amaiti besimcha? It's a whole shulchan aruch in Av. How you ma'amaiti besimcha? There's nothing to tell you how to be ma'abi besimcha. No, that's a problem.
Okay.
Ubezen him sepeshen etmiya gedoyla. Ech efshel etzaves el asimcha, for a simcha hi agosha abo meleina. You're the besimcha, you're not besimcha. How can you command me to be besimcha? It gets worse, by the way, Rav Shmuel. Because there's the Mishnah Mefuresh, it says, G'shem shemavachin ala toiv, kein mevachim ala ra, and Rashi says, b'oto simcha. That means when you make the Shechianu at the bris, the same simcha that a person has to make when he buries their child 6 weeks later, Rachmana Litzlan. Oto simcha. When he makes the Bruch Dana Emes, standing at the open kever, same simcha as he made 6 weeks before at the bris. Yeah? What do you do with that? Okay? That's a Mufresh Mishnah. And Rashi's got no problem telling you it means Oto simcha. Oto simcha? Are you mad? What are you talking about? When you do with the Chazanish, who says somebody who understands the light of truth will never be sad, never be sad. Chazanish didn't know what sadness was. He didn't know what was going on in the Holocaust and exactly what was going on. He himself was a big Baal Yisurim, never had children, whatever. Yeah. No, never. It's impossible not to be besimcha. Impossible not to be besimcha. Tell me how you do that. How you nice and emoil shel chaveiro and you're feeling his pain and you besimcha? Tell me, explain. I just wonder how you do that. I've told it over here many times. I once went to be Menachem Avil. Big Talmud Chochem, young guy. Big Talmud Chochem. He lost a daughter, 18-year-old daughter, was nifted from the Machaneh Rachman al Islam. He said, he brought this Mishnah. What am I supposed to be feeling now? He said, what am I supposed to be feeling? How I'll do that afterwards, I'll work that out. Halacha alamaisa, what am I supposed to be feeling now? Simcha. Tell me what, I'm sitting shiva. Yeah, and I'm supposed to be betzah and the simcha. Tell me what I'm supposed to be feeling. I'm not asking how you do that. That's another question. Well, that's a very penetrating question. It's not pashut. Rav Chaim Kanevsky came to be Menachem Avil. When I see him again, I'll ask him if you ask Rav Chaim that question, what Rav Chaim said. Halacha l'maaseh, what are you supposed to be feeling? That's a very good Jews, unfortunately, have to ask this question too many times. Yeah, they're not for sure. How did the Gedolim do it? How did the Gedolim do it? Ramona walked into Rav Moshe Feinstein's room, sat down and started crying, and he started crying. And he cried for 10 minutes with her. She got up and walked out. The Tobit said, what did she want? She said, I have no idea. She started crying. I couldn't help myself. So she started crying. He was besimcha at that moment. We don't understand what we're talking about. Or not for sure. There was this woman, one of the family of the Chatufim from one of the very, very left-wing Chiloni Moshavim or Kibbutzim that got attacked. I don't know which one. So they went to meet Shimon Galai. I heard her speaking after the meeting. She said, I know about potatoes and tomatoes and tractors and cows. That's what I know about. I don't know anything. I know Adama is a Haredi, Maz a Lo Haredi. But if that's what's called Haredi, I want to be Haredi. He started crying. Why is he crying? It's not his children. It's not his family. We went in there. We started telling what happened. The Chatufim. He just burst out crying. He was beside himself. He wasn't acting. He was genuinely, he was crying. She said, why is he crying? Why is he crying? He's like, what, his family? She said, if Zema Shania Kharedi, I'm Gam Kharedi. I want to be Kharedi. I don't know what Kharedi is. She said, I don't know. But if that's what a Kharedi is, I want to be Kharedi. He was Basimcha at that moment. I have no idea. I don't know what to do with this. I don't know what to do with this. No, you do. We're describing some kind of an ideal there, and I'm very, I don't know what to do. But Tisha B'Av, you're also supposed to be Basimcha. You know that? It says, Mamaiti Basimcha. Doesn't say throw Simcha out the window. Mamaiti Basimcha. And Chazal give you clear directions how to do that. Not more, not less, exactly. Life goes on except for this, this, and this. So you sit on the floor and you cry. Chasam Sofer could fill a cup of tears at the Suda Samaf Sekers. We don't know how to do that anymore. We've forgotten how to cry even. But that's what he could do. Mamaiti Basimcha, that means the Simcha still there. It's just a little bit less than usual. What do you do with that? Well, I don't know. What are you supposed to do? Supposed to be Basimcha, but not as Basimcha. And that's Aran, you're supposed to be enormously Basimcha, but there's no tzastik. No, there's no work. I'm noisy and chavayu, which means I'm feeling the pain of my friend who's going through mamash gehenna. Yeah, he just lost two legs. Rahman al-Itzlan, he came back from Gaza. He's missing two legs. Yeah, not just one and not just 2,000, hundreds. Yeah, and I'm noisy. I'm supposed to be feeling his pain. That's a mitzvah godel. Very dangerous not to be noisy and chavayu. And I'm a simcha. Why don't you tell me how to do that? I just want to know what I'm supposed to do here. No, I have no idea. No idea. Ask a local Orthodox rabbi when you see the passport to replace things.
I've seen it. Very rarely. Friend lost his son. And look, we came to the city. Like a monarch. And a friend who lost a son in Iran. Something we kept to the
families of the families of Modern Islam. This family, this Galai family that lost. This family Galai that got killed with the two kids that got killed with the bus. The family's renowned for it. It's unbelievable. Tough. That's why Hashem doesn't give tests to people that can't handle it. Again, I agree with all of it. It makes perfect sense to me intellectually. I'm just at an emotional level, Echosimitsin. And the Chazon Ish says, you could be besimcha, completely besimcha, and being menachem avel, and crying. I don't know how to separate those feelings. I can go to a wedding and be besimcha and forget about the tzar, and then I can go to the levaya and be completely betzar and forget about the simcha. That I can do. Compartmentalize, most of us can do that. Yeah, you just lobotomize the tzar. You come from a levaya, you lobotomize the tzar, you forget about the almona that's going on. And you go to the wedding and you dance for simcha, yeah? That's an ishumayotze. I forgot about the tzar, but that's not what this is talking about. I'm just saying that I can do that. That's how I survive. I just compartmentalize. I've he's talking about something much higher. Yeah. Okay, slowly. That's why we're learning. We want to try. You know, want to try go there.
Beyond everything that you're feeling, you know that there's a greater, bigger goodness going on intellectually, emotionally. You're hurting.
We all know that. Everybody here is a mom into the point where he knows I call it tova. Everything's good, and therefore he's besimcha, and at the same time he's feeling all this pain and sorrow. So that's the
ultimate. Understand?
Yeah, but it's
hard to emotionalize that.
I don't have to emotionalize it. I have to be in touch with reality. Reality is there's a lot of pain and suffering.
Right.
It's not funny. I call it over.
And you can be the same.